Hi, this is Dave Kale. Welcome to this podcast for salespeople. Today I want to talk about one of the questions that I am most commonly asked. And that question is, Dave, how do I get away from having to be the low price? Boy, I'll tell you, I wish I had a dime for every time I was asked that question in a seminar or got an email with that question on it. If I had a dime for every time, I'd probably be a millionaire and I wouldn't be doing this podcast. It is one of the most common questions that salespeople have. It's one of the most common questions that I hear. It is something that impacts every salesperson at some time. How do you get away from having to be the low price? And I'll tell you, I wish that I had a simple, easy solution. I wish I had 25 words or less that you could just implement this afternoon and you'd never again have to be the low price. But unfortunately, it is not that way. It is much more complex and difficult than that. In fact, I believe that there are practices and techniques which apply and which can impact that question from the very beginning of the sales process to the very end. I believe that from the moment you say hello, even before then, From the moment you make an appointment or attempt to make an appointment, all the way through the time that you have shipped the order and invoiced the bill, all the way through that process, there are techniques that you can imply that you can use and practices that you can employ that will make a difference in your customer's perception. Now, what we're going to do today is, we are not going to exhaust this subject today, but I do want to give you some ideas, a few ideas that you can use right away. And I want to focus on just one part of the sales process in this particular program. I want to talk about early on in the sales process, when you are perhaps introducing yourself to a prospect for the first time, or maybe it's a regular customer and they have indicated some interest or some issue that can turn into an opportunity or a project for you. So we want to focus at the beginning, the very beginning of the sales process, where you're collecting information and beginning to present yourself as a solution. And I want to give you some things not to do and some things to do. Now, this is not the 100% total end-all of this question. These are just some things that you can do today that will impact your results. Now, I'm not saying do these things, you'll never have to be the low price again, but I'm saying consistently applied, these things will have an impact on your need to be the low price. First of all, what not to do. And I see this, I see this one all the time. What I don't want you to do is to ask about the competition, and what I don't want you to do is ask about what are they paying now. I see this all the time. Salespeople in the first meeting or early on will say, well, who are you buying that from? And how much are you paying? Can I ask how much you're paying? Now, when you do that, either one of those, it establishes in the customer's mind the whole concept of price. Because what was the first thing in this first conversation? What was the first thing that you chose to discuss? What was the first thing you chose to ask about? When you ask about who the competitors are, who you're buying it from, your customer knows why you're asking that, and you know why you're asking that. Because you know where your competitors are at, and if they're buying from Jones Company, they're liable to be paying X, and if they're buying from Smith Company, they're liable to be paying Y. And you know that, and that's why you want to know who the competitor is, so you know where the price is, where you have to be in terms of price. So your customer knows that. And, if the issue, just think about this for a minute. If your customer is interested in you supplying something, what possible difference does it make who they're buying the item that they're replacing, who they're buying that from? Why is that relevant? And honestly, the only reason it's relevant is because that gives you an idea of what price they may be paying. Otherwise, who cares? So I don't want you ever to ask, about the competition, who you're buying it from. totally irrelevant. I don't ever want you to ask, what are they paying now? Because what does that do in the customer's mind? It establishes the fact that you think you have to be the low price, that you don't have a solution that is worthy of the price. So the first piece of information you want to know is the price. Now, when you start the conversation there, you have established in the customer's mind the idea that you are all about price. Then don't be surprised when the customer says, your price is too high. Why? Because you established that right at the beginning. That's what not to do. Here's a couple things to do. Number one, I think you ought to have a memorized, 50 to 75 word value added proposition. And I think the value added proposition basically says to the customer, here's who we are, here's what we do, and here's why it should mean something to you. Here's why you should care. What is it about your company or your product or your service that brings value to the customer? I mean, why should he or she pay any attention to you to begin with? And I believe it is your job to establish that in the customer's mind. If you can say, we are unique in that we do this and that, and we bring value to you in this way, you have set the agenda. You have said, here's our claim to fame. This is what you can look for when you deal with us. And when you do that sort of thing, you sort of take over the conversation, and you let the customer know that your conversation is not going to be about low price. Your conversation is going to be about the value that you bring. And I believe that if you can create that, 50 to 60 to 75 words beforehand, don't just think you're going to come up with the best words spur of the moment. You're not. I want you to create that beforehand. I want you to commit that to memory. And then whenever you begin a conversation with a customer or a prospect, I want you to say, well, as you know, we are blah, 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 blah. And just establish the agenda. Establish the concept of you bring value. This is how we do business. Establish that at the beginning. Now, that's one thing you can do. Here's another thing you can do. When you're at the point where the customer is, explaining his needs, I want you to ask this question, what criteria will you use to make a decision? Now, why would you ask that? Well, because you want to know. And because then if the customer says, well, we want, number one, a trusted local vendor. We want somebody who's been around 50 years. We want assurances of quality. We want a salesperson who knows what he's doing. And we want a competitive price. Okay, which of those things are most important? Ask him that next. If he gives you more than two or three, then you say, which of those are most important? And I'm going to tell you, almost always, the customer is not going to say, oh, we want the low price no matter what. I mean, they're going to say something else for the most part. And when they say something else, and you write that down, and you now have the customer's words. So it's not about the price. The customer's going to tell you many times that it's not about the price. It's going to tell you it's about something else. And your job is to understand that. And then when you present your solution, when you present your product, make your demonstration, whatever it is you do, you reference. You say, as you know, you said you were looking for this and this and this and this, and here's how my product stacks up. Now, again, this is not the end of it. This is the beginning of it. These are just a couple basic things that you can do today to begin to change the conversation and begin to change the customer's mindset from focusing on low price to focusing on the value that you bring above and beyond price. I hope this has been helpful. Tune in next time. Bye-bye.